And a Merry Christmas to you. This is the DTFH. Thank you all so much for joining us. To those in the live audience, you especially, thank you for being here with us as we experience together the final DTFH before our Christmas break. We're going to go dark. That's what they say in the business. Next week, we're going dark. And I just want to say to you, I hope you have a spectacular holiday season. And what, isn't it fun? The holidays, isn't it fun? What's better than the holiday vibes? Everyone's so happy right now. Makes you cry. You go outside and walk around and everyone's got a big smile on their face. And you can always tell when you go to the your Christmas shopping. Everyone is so excited to be Christmas shopping right now. And I love it. I won't even Christmas shop. I'll just go to Costco. I'll just go to a Target. Fuck it. I'll go to an HEB. And I'll just stand by the fruit or go near the toy section. I'll just hood up and watch. So if you see some dude with his hoodie on watching you, it's me. And I'm just excited for you. I just want you to know that. I'm excited for you when I walk behind you to your car. I'm excited to see you put your bags in your trunk and see that smile on your face. You look back at me with that a look that I know is a smile, even though it's kind of blank and expressionless. I know you're happy. And I want you to feel happy. And why wouldn't you? This is Christmas. Or whatever you celebrate, know what it is. You Wodenite, who knows? Maybe you're doing some Odin shit. I don't care. As long as you've got that Christmas cheer and you just saw a sample of a Christmas song that I've made especially for you, my dear listeners, consider this to be a Christmas gift. And this song came to me in a FedEx that I went to recently. Let me tell you, what a great place to go for Christmas. It's just any FedEx office center. They are fucking great right now. It is just, you know what, Josh, just play the song.
I don't want to seem like a child, but I saw the devil at FedEx. It wasn't any one person. It was the whole fucking store. The lights made me feel like I was staring into the eyes of the demiurge. Everyone printing and scanning when we all should have been screaming. Don't want to seem like I'm overreacting, but I felt like I was taking part in some profane ritual as I inserted my card. Penetrating the machine with my rectangle of buying so I could print out a form and scrawl my signature on it. They call this a wet signature. It has more potency than a digital signature, and that's why FedEx is in business. Don't need a Necronomicon to make to any FedEx, and you will meet the devil. You will meet the devil.
Yeah! Fuck you, FedEx! God damn it. I was doing fine, by the way. I had actually manifested some Christmas cheer. until I had to go to a fucking FedEx to send a form, a wet signature. I went in there, dropped the kids off at school. I was feeling happy. Went in there, and man, it's just, it's like walking into the deadlights. I think that's what they call it in It. Just hitting a wall of oblivion. Worse than oblivion. Oblivion, you don't know you're there. It's oblivion, but somehow you're still in it. And you go in there, you got to print some shit out. Why don't I have a printer at home, you ask? Because those fuck up too. And in my mind, it's like, I either like wrestle with my printer at home, which never works. I've smashed printers with a hammer before, no joke. Back when I was having more problems emotionally regulating. And I just thought, yeah, it'll be easy. I'll go in here. I've got the thing in my email. Just going to print it out. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. You go in there and you got to, you email them. So you got to, you email, but you got to email it right. And the other thing I don't like is it's implied you should just know this. Like, you should know how this shit works by now. Don't you know how to do that? What the fuck? You go in and it's like, I don't know how to do this. So you email them and then it's like within 5 minutes, we'll send you a number. And then you go to another machine, you plug the number and your fucking thing prints. For whatever reason, the thing, it wasn't going through right, and just you're forced to be in there longer and longer. And I'm trying to do metta practice, which is in Buddhism, it's a way of cultivating compassion for those around you. It works really well for people like me whose hearts just go fucking numb at the one bit of bad news. You know, you're constantly trying to do that, and like I'm just trying to do. Like, I'm trying to do, and I know this is condescending. I shouldn't even be doing metta for the person who works at FedEx, right? Like, what? So you're just projecting your own misery on this person. Why would they be miserable? The FedEx, I'm sure it's great to work at a FedEx. But I guess I'm thinking if I was her and worked at a FedEx, I also would have the expression she had on her face, which is the expression of somebody working in the sub-basement of OpenAI who is just had like a super advanced general intelligence tell it some inarguable, horrific reality that humans had yet to stumble upon. That's a look on her face. The look of someone who just realized the thing, whatever the thing is, the thing. Like when you see the senators come out of the briefings where they've told them some shit about UAPs, and they have this look on their face of it's not even horror. I don't even want to say Lovecraftian, because eldritch horror, you've gone nuts. You've gone mad. Like you're gibbering and jabbering about the things that live outside of time. The senators, the look on their face is something even worse than that. Like somebody just told them, you're silly putty. Everything, all human beings are, is just some kind of hyperdimensional bit of silly putty that some advanced intelligence has been meddling around with in a playroom somewhere inside a black hole. And we're gonna be discarded because they're sick of the toy. Like that kind of, that's the look on a FedEx worker's face. Why? Because they're in the nexus. They're in the fucking nexus of default reality capitalism. Nobody coming into a FedEx is happy. You're in a fucking hurry. You got to overnight some shit. And so these are the thoughts going through my mind. I'm just thinking about it. The fact that in our age of advanced technology where you can e-sign stuff, sometimes they don't want the e-sign. They want the wet signature, which is a disgusting way to put it. A wet signature. I don't know why that's gross. It's salivary, you know? Some glistening, wet fucking signature. By the time I sign the stupid fucking thing with my scrawl of a signature, here's where I start going nuts. If I take my iPad stylus and I sign it on the iPad, doesn't count. the same exact series of hand movements that create the scrawl of my signature is irrelevantized via the stylus going into the iPad. No, it's got to be ink, and it's got to be a pen on paper. The ink has to soak into the fucking paper, and then you're gonna FedEx it overnight. And then what is going to happen? Somebody's just going to copy that. That's it. They're going to take the paper, run it through a scanner, digitize it, and it's not like they're going to like smell the signal. Is it wet? No. So this is where you get stuck in these infinite meaningless loops that create the very fabric of so many of our lives. Infinite meaningless loops, like pure absurdity. This is what drove Camus nuts. Because in the face of this, you've got to find meaning or not. So just become a fucking nihilist piece of shit, or somehow you have to find meaning. And, you know, I don't know if I have the strength to find meaning in wet signatures at this point in my life. Do you? And then when you realize this is happening during fucking Christmas, see, there's a name for this. I'm regressing. It made me regress a little bit back to a darker time in my life, because there was a time when I hated Christmas. And just for all the reasons, all the cliche fucking reasons, everybody fucking hates it. And for a moment, it brought me back to that time. Like, this is horrible. It's the end of the year. We should all be celebrating. We should be in the streets on a variety of psychedelics. No one should be working at this point. Everyone should be drunk, eating fucking turkey legs. I know that seems like hypocrisy, but fuck it. I'd rather eat 100 turkey legs than spend 2 minutes in a FedEx right before Christmas. So then, as I'm sort of moldering in the FedEx and realizing, like, wow, you really have a lot of shit tied up in your relationship with Christmas, I realize, like, man, this is such a tragedy. So many people are miserable right now. Miserable. This is when you got to wrap up shit at the end of the year. All the stuff, you're either feeling like alone in the most rotten way, you know, just in your house, in your apartment, everything's fucking messy. You, I don't know, you, God help you if you just fucking had a breakup right before Christmas. God damn it, that sucks. Pining in your fucking apartment. Oh, that's the worst. Or you're estranged from your family or whatever. Or you know, you're just rushing around trying to get shit for your family taken care of. You got Christmas parties and all this stuff. You're trying to participate in this imaginary festival. Because, like, the idea, like, in my fantasy of, like, a true festival, it's like everyone's breathing a big sigh of relief because the year's over and now you get to chill out. Not like you're fucking racing around from Target to Costco or whatever to get shit. You're just like, all right, another year. And the whole point of the goddamn thing is the fucking sun's being an asshole. Days are shorter, it's darker. In India, they have the festival of Holi, I think is what they call it. The festival of lights. They have lanterns and colored lights and stuff because the human brain doesn't like it when it gets like this. The weather's all fucking weird. Human brain doesn't like it. Human brain likes light and sun, bright things, and then it gets dark. So you compensate by cutting a fucking tree down and hanging electric lights on it in some sad, pathetic attempt to shake your fist at the infinite darkness that surrounds all things. You tell a story about gifts and Santa Claus or whatever. And then it does make you feel a little better. having a tree in your house. You're kind of connected to the woods. It smells good. But when you realize it's like all of this is being subverted by some invisible fucking bureaucratic hellscape that demands wet fucking signatures in front of everything, it really can put a limp in your swagger. You know, I don't like thinking about it, but when you look at like you want to make something, right? Like anytime you're inspired to make anything, listen, I know you heard my song and you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, I could never make anything that incredible. You probably hear my voice and you're like, yo, you know, you have the privilege to get vocal training. I can't sing like that. You sound like an angel. Like, yeah, so for you, of course, you could just make whatever you want because you're essentially a musical savant. And it's true. It's true. Icicle hit me in the head when I was a child. And after that, I started singing like that and talking like this. It's incredible vocal range and control. But you can't let that stop you from wanting, when inspiration strikes, just make something. This is why you're here. You're not some separate thing like they want you to believe. The fucking number attached to you and some dumb name that your parents gave you. Duncan. No, don't fall for that horse shit. You're not some separate puzzle piece scattered on the floor of some pizzeria because some kid had a tantrum because they wouldn't get him another Sprite. No, you're an inextricable part of the universe. This episode of the DTFH has been brought to you by my dear friends at Amantara. Listen, Christmas is here, and if you don't hear the bell, it's a Polar Express reference, there is a possible way you can not only hear the bell, but meet fucking Santa Claus. I want to show you something fascinating. Here on the screen, what you're looking at is a picture of Amanita muscaria. This mushroom happens to be the exact same colors as Santa. Now, I know this might just sound like the dude who sells you nitrous at a fish show talking, but this is absolutely true. In Northern Europe and Siberia, shamans literally wore red and white, harvested Amanita, dried them in stockings by the fire. I repeat, stockings by the fire, and then delivered them to people's homes in the dead of winter. Yes, Santa Claus has his roots in this incredible mushroom. And I do mean incredible. Before I connected with Amantara, I'd heard about Amanita. Many people have probably heard of Amanita muscaria, but you know, I was skeptical. It's legal. I'm not gonna do anything. Wow, was I wrong. Amanita is amazing. It works on the GABA receptors, which are the same neuroreceptors that the benzos work on, and it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to commune with the true spirit of Christmas. At the right dose, Amanita can help you unwind without blowing up your sleep the way alcohol does. It smooths out stress, settles your body, enhances your dreams, like your subconscious is putting on its very own Nutcracker ballet. It gives you a peaceful, almost jolly mood that makes sense once you realize Santa himself may have been vibing on these things. Yeah, Santa is real. Santa is real. Santa is real. Sorry, Amantara, that was not what I was supposed to say. Sent in a sinister way over and over. If you want to work with this ancient holiday mushroom responsibly, the absolute best place to go is Amantara. These folks are the largest, most trusted Amanita muscaria supplier in the United States. They've served over 45,000 happy customers, moved tens of thousands of kilos of Amanita, and they're supporting over 40 sourcing families around the globe. They're the real deal, ethical, clean, consistent, and education-focused, and I had one of my favorite conversations I've ever had with somebody who's supporting the show. We talked for over an hour. These people are awesome, and it's a great company. And, of course, I have sampled their Amanita capsules along with other wonderful ethnogens that they are supplying, and they're incredible. Now, as always, you need to use this stuff responsibly, definitely. Start slow, follow the dosing guides, and honor the mushroom spirit that has been dancing through human mythology for thousands of years. Emmentaric keeps it simple. They offer 500 milligram capsules. Most people start with two or three capsules, around a gram to a gram and a half. Effects come in an hour or so and drift gently for 6 to 8 hours. They're great. It's incredible. I was so pleasantly surprised by my experience with Amanita, and I think you will love it. Go to amantara.com/go/Duncan. That's amantara.com/go/Duncan and use the code Duncan22 for 22% off your first order. Again, that's Duncan22 for 22% off. Check out the guides on the site for safe use tips. And as always, much love and happy holidays. And really, guys, do this responsibly. Thank you, Amantara. Hare Krishna. Expressing itself into time. And when you get inspiration, that's the universe wanting to express itself that much more. Yeah, so maybe your inspiration is to like fart in a bag and make your friends smell it. Fine. That's what the universe wants at that moment. You're part of the universe. So when you think about how in between refined versions of creating things and inspiration, there are probably 1,000 forms that have to get filled out. Do you know how many forms had to get filled out to make Close Encounters of the Third Kind? One of the great movies about UFOs. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine how many forms had to get filled out just to make There Will Be Blood. Offices full of fucking people looking at wet signatures and scanning them to make that one of my favorite movies of all time. When you think about that, because for me, like, inspiration does not strike as much as I would like it to these days. I'm busy. But when it does, just one little delay can fuck the whole thing up. I hear the call of Dark Souls 3. I've started playing it again. It's a joy. And just that alone, that magnetic pull of Dark Souls 3, I can feel it right now. That's already getting in the way of the flow state. But then when I go into my studio, just a few extra things to plug in and I'll forget whatever the fuck it was I wanted to make. And then you wouldn't have gotten this incredible song about FedEx. So when you add to it wet signatures, forms, fucked up lights, having to drive to some fucking place, mail something, it's thrown in a fucking plane. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Tom Hanks should have fucking died in that show. You ever think about that? That's actually a horror movie? That's the whole point of all this. What was that Tom Hanks movie?
Castaway.
Castaway. It's a horror movie. Should have stayed on that fucking island. He was happier there. FedEx man. That was the longest FedEx commercial it's ever made. You know that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
That was a FedEx commercial.
They get the job done no matter what. Even if I lose my wife, I'm bringing you this package.
Yeah, no shit. That fucking beach ball that looks like the fucking face of that girl or whatever that supposedly Hillary Clinton chewed her face off. Yeah. What is that called? Why is my... I got to shave my head again.
It's the red hand that's supposed to be something else.
Pull that up, that volleyball from...
How does he not punch that guy? He's like, I'm her husband now, you can't see her.
You shouldn't do that.
Punch the guy?
Nah. Sit down, watch her get banged down by that dude while you were on the island. He was fucking jizzing all over your wife's face.
Damn.
Yeah, that. Now pull up. Okay, so this is this fucking this creepy ass fucking thing became his friend Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson became his fucking friend. And then if you can even find it, find that Pizzagate Hillary Clinton shit. Find all the different versions of Wilson, because it was like a whole toy. You're not going to find it. It's not easy. You're going to have to go on like whatever it's called, fucking Secret Duck. That other server, the other browser. What's it called?
DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo. Secret. You got to go on Secret Duck. There's a name for it. Wait, let's go into the chat. I'm sure they know the name of it. Billion Dollar Production, self-banned 5 minutes. I'm not Wilson. How dare you? You're not going to find it, dude. You're not going to find it the normal way. You got to do a deep dive. This shit's scrubbed of this. But like all these, look at Lady Gaga's dress, Wilson's hand. This all ties into some really fucked up thing, you guys. Like, don't, it's not going to be there. You're not going to find it on Quora. Let me tell you. You're not going to find fucking secret rituals of the global elites on Quora.com.
Hmm.
Hold on, I'll find it for you. Let me see here. I don't save this shit. Let me find it. Hold on 1 second. There's a name. Chat, what is the name of that hand? There's some name of it in conspiracy circles. I love whatever you're going through there. It's called, like, it has a name. Not Wilson. Hold on, let me look it up. Oh, yeah, look up Ellen DeGeneres t-shirt Wilson hand.
Oh, yeah, this is during the pandemic, right?
Yeah. The bloody hand. Yeah, it's Wilson! Remember when it was, like, really, like, in to wear these fucked up, like, demonic things? Like, all of a sudden, like, right around the pandemic.
Oh, that's what it was. It's a reference to Frazzle.
Frazzle Drift! Yeah, pull up an image search for this. Yeah, baby. Frazzle Drip. You know, even this is going to be hard. Some piece of shit made a t-shirt. Protect children t-shirt. That's the stupidest t-shirt I ever saw in my fucking life. Like, yeah? That's like saying don't catch on fire.
Oh, that's the Jay-Z one.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? I mean, maybe just, you know, that like wearing a weird ass fucking demonic thing on your shirt is going to freak out stoners. That's where I try to be optimistic about it. It's like they're just fucking around.
The artist was the deceased boyfriend of Madonna.
Ah, see, so it's fine. It's fine. Just take it all down. That's fine. That means it's fine. It's fine. Who was Madonna? Look up Madonna's deceased boyfriend. How did he die? Madonna's boyfriend deceased that died. I'm getting off track here.
Mark
Cammons died of a heart attack. Could have been Martin Burgoyne. He died from an AIDS-related illness.
Let me see if it was this guy.
Mark Cammons. He seemed fun. He seems like a fun dude. Rest in peace, Mark Cammons. Let's get the fuck off this. I didn't mean to go into Frazzle Drip. You know, the problem is, inevitably, you find yourself in a difficult predicament if you exist in modern times, which is, you either have to, like, actively ignore things that are happening in the world, you think, if you want to be happy, or you have to open yourself fully to the totality of all data that you can take in. I'm not saying you shouldn't curate what data you take in, but surely the answer to dealing with the absurdity that seems to go hand in hand with modernity is not to turn yourself into an oaf, to ignore it, to not allow yourself to feel completely this sort of weird horror when you recognize the amount of minutes and hours in your life that will be spent on forms. You must deal with that. You don't want to do the thing people do when they're in horrible situations and just disassociate, which I think is why so many people have turned into sort of machines that are just pure reaction. You know, it's easier that way. Habit and reaction. That's one way to get out of the problem. You know, you want to go to the happy place when you're at the FedEx. You know, just numb down and don't even be there. Just turn into a robot, a signing robot. Or you have to find meaning in the absurdity. This is Camus. This is existentialism. First, you have to see it plain. Then you do the pull-up, the philosophical pull-up, if you will. And you find some kind of meaning. And what is the meaning? You're not going to find it in a form, are you? You're not going to find it filling out some stupid form. You could try to go Thich Nhat Hanh, I guess. You could recognize that the paper used to be a tree and the ink in the pen was created somewhere by people and the pen and all the people and the shit and like all the interconnectedness. You can see interconnectedness, but that's not going to save you from absurdity. You know what I mean? You zoom all the way back, you're in some spatula in a dumpster. You don't want to be some discarded spatula. I don't care how interconnected you are. So that's not the answer, is it? No, I don't think so. You have to find meaning. And that brings us to the spirit of Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, but I didn't... Wait, we'll do that after I get through the... This is a hump. This is like in public speaking, you do this part and then you get to the other part, the catharsis. You see, but first you have to illustrate the issue here. The issue is, on one level, the holidays are like a steaming pile of Beelzebub shit. Beelzebub, the fly demon. I believe he's a fly. Can you pull up a picture of Beelzebub? I mean, one of my favorite, as far as names go, of a demon is Beelzebub. Oh, yeah, there you go. Beelzebub. He looks like his name. I would, if that was my kid, I'd probably name it Beelzebub. Beelzebub. Let's pull his Wikipedia. I wouldn't want to step in a pile of Beelzebub shit. Here we go. Beelzebub, and occasionally known as the Lord of the Flies, is a name derived from the Philistine god formerly worshipped in Ekron and later adopted by some Abrahamic religions as a major demon. That's probably an exciting day when you're a demon and you're like, I'm a major demon now. They promoted me. Beelzebub is known in demonology as one of the seven deadly demons or seven princes of hell. Beelzebub represents gluttony and envy. The dictionary Infernal describes Beelzebub as being capable of flying, known as the Lord of the Flies, Lord of the Flyers, or the Lord of the Flying Demons. He's also referenced in the well-known novel Lord of the Flies by William Golding due to his ties to hell and themes from the book. The source for the name Beelzebub in the Book of Kings, written Beelzebub, referring to a deity worshipped by the Philistines in the city of Ekron. Fucking Ekron, we worship Beelzebub. This is Ekron, bitch. The passage notes that King Uzziah of the northern kingdom of Israel, after seriously injuring himself in a fall, sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of the Philistine city of Ekron, to learn if he would recover. Fucking people were really stupid back then. Send a messenger to Ekron and see if he can ask his bee god if my wound will heal. Uzziah fell through a lattice in his upper chamber at Samaria and was injured. How do you do that? What you doing up there? How do you fall through a lattice, you clumsy shit? Uzziah, what the fuck are you doing up there? So he sent messengers whom he instructed, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury. It's like a weird dream you write down. Elijah, then condemned Isaiah to die by God's words because Isaiah... This is hilarious because Isaiah sought counsel from Beelzebub rather than from God. Like you, when you think it can't get worse, you fall through your lattice. You get a messenger to go ask a fucking bee demon if your wound's going to heal. And then this motherfucker curses you to die because you asked the wrong God if your bone's going to get better. An angel of God said to Elijah the Tishbite, go and confront the messengers of the king of Samaria and say to them, is there no God in Israel that you would go and inquire to Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Assuredly thus, said God, you shall not rise from the bed you are lying on, but you shall die! Wow, that's the dumbest story ever in my fucking life. I don't even know how to do like a Joseph Campbell on that and make it like a multi-layered message. That's just stupid. Can you pull up lattice for me, Josh? Because I need to understand what the fuck he fell through before he can break this story down.
Lattice. Is it on here?
Just Google lattice. I mean, lattice. L-A-T-T-I-C-E. Not lettuce. Lattice. A repeating regular arrangement of pointers. So it's like a fence. It's like some shitty roof. I guess he just climbed up there to what? I want to know that story. That's a problem with the Bible. They leave the important parts out. A framework of crisscrossing strips used for privacy. Look up lattice roof. What's he doing up there? Oh, there you go. So he just climbed up on his roof. Probably wanted sunbathing or something. Fell through, broke his leg. Didn't know if he's going to get better. Couldn't deal with the suspense. Sent somebody to go talk to a fly demon. Another dude found out and was like, what the fuck, man? You should come directly to my God, not that fly demon. The point is, to get back to absurdity, first you have to acknowledge what's happening around you. Don't ignore it. Let yourself do the basic bitch analysis of Christmas. It sucks. Don't trick yourself. Even if it is great, it's like the amount of energy that you're putting into getting a few jolly, cozy feelings seems not worth it. The ticket price is too high to get a few like mellow feelings. So let yourself feel all that shit, I guess. That's the first answer. And then at some point, as you cross that abyss, as you confront the reality that in the reality tunnel that most people seem to be hanging out, there's a kind of enforced law that you're supposed to be all fake smiley and shit and give gifts, and this is the giving time. Then once you recognize that, that's where you start realizing, yes, so what? I mean, it sounds so, I'm going to just, like, this is like a high school observation. But at some point you realize the material world is not going to make you happy. That's the reason everyone's seemingly so miserable around Christmas and stressed out, is it's like there's some expectation that the result of this holidays, you're going to feel better. And you're not. It's not going to make you feel better. Nothing will, in fact, in the material world. And that's where you get into the true spirit of Christmas. But to get there, you can't get there by being some dumb fucking shithead thinking if you turn your Christmas music up louder, you'll feel better. It's not going to work. You can't enjoy Christmas music until you cross the abyss, friends. And to cross the abyss, you got to stare Wilson right in his bloody fucking eyes. You gotta acknowledge the fact that there could be a very real possibility that what we know of as reality is similar to the internet. The thing we call the internet, it's not the fucking internet. It's the tip of the iceberg. There's all kinds of things that the web crawlers don't identify. It's called the dark web! similarly, we might all just be living in the Google internet. You know, we go to the same places. We take the same route to go wherever the fuck we're going. We're in this kind of very small little loop. That is a socioeconomic loop, because there's other places we'd like to go, but we can't. We don't have the money. We've got to fucking pay our mortgages and our rents, and there's no way out of that. Really, there's no way out of it. And maybe the reason that we are confronted with people begging at overpasses is maybe the reason that this, you would think in a country like America, you could easily take care of that shit. Maybe the reason it's not taken care of is not because it's an unfixable problem, because you need a constant reminder to everybody in the part of the hive that we're in that if you take a few wrong turns, that's where you end up. So get in line, bitch! Maybe that's why it's there. A sort of like, yeah, look what can happen to you if you don't do everything right and fill out your fucking forms and send them in on time. That could happen to you. And so maybe you have to deal with the fact that outside of what you know of as reality, there's a whole other game going on. There's people flying right above you right now in a private plane, eating foie gras, drinking champagne. They've got 4 pounds of cocaine, the likes of which you will never have the pleasure of insulfating. And nobody is going to arrest them for that. They're just flying it to wherever their chateau is for a nice Christmas party. And maybe when they're at the Christmas party, they're going to eat the face off a child. That's just part of the fun. I don't know if it's true. Hope not, but why not? And we get to just peer through this little keyhole into the world that we're in. So first, you must deal with that. I guess you have to go full dark. You have to imagine that horrors beyond your comprehension are happening at every moment, just outside your periphery. You won't see it. You're not ready for it. You peon! You could never understand why we have to chew the faces off children for Beelzebub. And so, you have to allow yourself to just deal with the fact, well, maybe that's not the case here on planet Earth, but we live in an infinite universe. Wouldn't surprise me if there's some planet full of demons hatcheting the heads off of infants just for fun. And then, once you allow yourself to go all the way dark, then that's where you can find the Christmas spirit. Now, that brings me to the part of where I wanted to talk about the Polar Express. The Polar Express is a kid's book, and maybe you've seen the movie with Tom Hanks. Now, in this kid's book, basically this kid fucking goes on a train in his pajamas, and the train takes him to the North Pole. Yeah, pull up a picture from the Polar Express. There's Tom Hanks, good man. And the kid gets taken on a train to the North Pole, where, spoiler, by the way, skip ahead if you were planning on watching the Polar Express, which happens to be re-released in the theaters right now. He goes to the North Pole on this train filled with kids. Their parents don't even fucking know they're on the train. Their parents are fucking sleeping. They're on some fucking train. Can you pull up that picture of Tom Hanks again? This episode of the DTFH has been supported by my friends at BetterHelp. Listen, the holidays can be really hard on people. Even if you're surrounded by friends and family, you're still dealing with all the weird stress and pressure that emerges during the holidays. But you might be somebody out there like me who gets a little weird when the seasons change. And listen, I know I've said it a million times, therapy works. it worked for me, it can work for you. And if you're someone who gets depressed or freaked out or weirded out during the holidays, you should think about giving yourself the gift of therapy from BetterHelp. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be messing with Christmas traffic and holiday traffic when I'm going to therapy. BetterHelp fixes that. You can do it all from your own home. They match you with a great therapist. You just fill out a questionnaire. You can change the therapist at any time. So you don't have to go through what can happen when you're looking for a therapist, which is you drive to some therapist, you're like, we're not vibing. And then you got to drive to another. And you know what? If you're somebody struggling, that can be enough to make you just check out of doing therapy at all. It's a genius way of getting people the help they need. This December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. Our listeners get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Duncan. That's betterhelp.com/Duncan. Thank you, BetterHelp. There you go. Oh, why the Polar Express 2 is taking so long. I'm sorry. Tom Hanks is the conductor in the movie The Polar Express, but I'm sorry. Like, if I found out my boy got on a fucking train with that motherfucker, I would be pissed. I would be pissed at him. I'd be pissed at my kid. Do not in your pajamas? Who is that guy? Why is he hauling kids around without fucking, like, what? Did you tell him you have allergies? Anyway, the point of the Polar Express is the train takes a bunch of kids to the North Pole, and it's filled with elves. And then I guess Santa picks one fucking kid every year, and that kid gets anything he wants. And this kid, he asks for a bell from one of the reindeers, like one of their jingle bells or whatever. It's like he knows he could get anything he wanted. Anything. He could have asked for like 1,000 Bitcoin. This is fucking... He asked for a bell. And Santa cuts a bell off a reindeer. And the kid pockets the bell. Here's the spoiler. The bell falls out of the kid's pocket. So he gets on the train. He realizes he lost the bell. He had a hole in his fucking pocket. And he gets back home. And what do you know? There's a little present there with the bell in it. But guess what? His parents can't hear the bell. Only like people who believe in Christmas can hear that jingling of that bell. And even as he got older, his sister stopped hearing the bell, but he never stopped hearing the Christmas bell. Now, can you pull up what demons are associated with bells? Yeah, I was hoping something creepy would come up.
It's the banished demons, it says.
Shut the fuck up! Anyway, the point is, you can't hear the bell in FedEx. You want to hear that jingling sweet fucking bell? You're not going to fucking hear it until you understand that you can feel any way you want to feel. That's the essence of the thing. That's how you combat the absurdity. You can actually imagine, just for shits and giggles, that in fact you have been wrapped in the coils, the serpentine coils of the demiurge, just for fun. I'm not saying that's what's happened. That you have been enfolded in an infinite field of personified illusion that has as its number one goal that is trying to distract you, confuse you, and most importantly, undermine your ability to recognize how much power you have in the universe. That's the only power it has. It can't stop you because you're matter, and it's just a phantasmal fucking thing. And what it wants you to do is to feel despair. That's what it wants. It wants you to feel beaten down. It wants you to feel hopeless, useless, and completely lost. That's its goal. That's all it wants to do. It wants you to feel distracted. It wants you to go down as many dead ends as it can possibly get you to go down. Now, you'll know what I'm talking about if you've ever dealt with the VA. When you have a parent who is in the military who is dying, have some fun by working with a VA to try to get your parents some fucking help, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Infinite forms, and you'll find it too. Like if you go to see, like when my dad was passing, it was one of them, there are many sad things about it, but one of them was the stack of forms that he had been attempting to fill out to get help from the VA. What ends up happening with the bureaucracy when it comes to things like the VA or health insurance is that the more forms you make sick people fill out, the less likely it is that they'll survive to where you actually have to pay to get the medical care. It's an accident. We didn't mean it like that. It just happens that if you send a senior citizen a fucking manila envelope filled with forms demanding that they go to a FedEx to fucking get wet signatures on shit and send it when they can't fucking breathe, the odds are pretty good that they're going to kick the bucket before you have to pay money. And you save so much money that way. It's an accident, but you save tons of money. So imagine that that is just one of the many manifestations of this thing that we've all been trapped inside of. And then that's where you will stumble upon what Camus had stumbled upon, which is this spirit of rebellion. You realize like, oh, that's all you got? Yeah, sure. I'm a hamster in some kind of fucking hyperdimensional hell maze running from form to form. Working 40 hours a fucking week, working, so I can retire, but the retirement age keeps going up, and by the time I can even fucking retire, I'm not going to be able to see or think. The only joy I'll have in life is taking benzos and watching golf. So you recognize that, and it will fill you with a kind of spirit, the Christmas spirit. It'll fill you with the realization that in the midst of it all, you can still find joy, happiness in the little things, not the big things, in color, in sound, in smell, in your feet touching the ground. And then, instead of referring to the external, coiled, scaled, pulsating, Beelzebub you might be trapped into, hoping for some happiness, hoping that the demon raises one of its meaty fucking flaps up and let you suckle on its nipple, which fills your mouth with synthetic garbage that's supposed to make you feel better. New cars, a better apartment, a better house, better clothes, new boyfriend, new girlfriend, a six-pack. Whether it's your stomach or an actual six-pack, you find something primary that you can make contact with. And then when you find that primary thing, that fucking serpent has no more power over you, which is where Camus points out quite brilliantly that Sisyphus, who is doomed to push a boulder up a hill and watch it roll back down for eternity, was more powerful than the gods. Because Sisyphus, in the midst of such absurdity, could smile, could find meaning in it, could make his own meaning. My friends, that's how you hear the fucking bell. And that's the Christmas spirit. So I want to invite all of you, if you're interested in participating in a little experiment, a little bit of culture jamming, I guess you could say. Just, even if you're too busy to do it, especially if you're too busy to do it, I want you to go to your local FedEx. I want you to go to the computer terminal there. It's a little cubicle. Scan your card. You have to do $5 increments. And I want you to subscribe to the DTFH on YouTube from a FedEx. Go in there and don't, in the whole time, I want you to smile, but not fake smile. I want you to like exude authentic joy and happiness as you subscribe to my podcast and like that thumbs up thing down there. And then if you do that, you will participate in an open rebellion against the forces of evil that are actively attempting to subvert what is so special about humanity itself. And all of this is expressed plainly in the pyramids. Now, if you really want to like get a taste of what I'm talking about, the Demiurge, before you go and do this little experiment, I want you to go to Mr. Beast's page. What? How many subscribers does he have now, Josh?
I know you're up to 162 now.
Yeah, baby, it's working!
And he's at 454 million. Oh, he has another pyramid one.
Yeah, what do you know? Just can you just pull up that? Don't play the fucking video. I'm sure if you play the video, just don't. He's a power. He's powerful. He's a, just so you guys know, I have no ill will towards Mr. Beast any more than I have ill will for Voldemort or you know, he's a wizard. He's a very, very powerful warlock. I understand that. I see you, Mr. Beast. I know what you are. He's a wizard. But do me a favor, Josh. Just take a screenshot of that and enlarge it. Yeah, I just want to point some things out here. And get the title, too. I'll say the title. It doesn't matter. Pull that screenshot up for me here. Let's break this down real quick. Because he sends messages to us, right? What do you know? A fucking ziggurat. Here we have a thumbnail, for those of you listening, of Mr. Beast. He's wearing a referee outfit. He's standing in front of a ziggurat. The ziggurat is being like climbed on by a bunch of people in red jumpsuits, and they're trying to get to a private jet at the top. Of course, Mr. Beast has inadvertently in this moment created the perfect symbol for capitalism. Here you have literally the perfect personification, embodiment of the idiot race that all of us are engaged in on a daily basis. Mr. Beast, of course, in this case, it's not Mr. Beast. The referee outfit represents the sum total of all the powers and principalities that create the rule set within which we must operate as we clamber to the top of an idiot ziggurat in the hopes of having our own private plane. What's the title of that one, Josh?
100 pilots fight for a private jet.
There you go. 100 pilots fight for a private jet. So this, my friends, is why. Number one, we have to recognize anytime Mr. Beast uses pyramid symbols, it is a direct pushback against the global movement that we are all participating in, known as Operation Beast Blast. And what we're doing here, and you're part of it, thank you for being here, thank you for listening, is we are going to get more subscribers than Mr. Beast on the DTFH YouTube. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And the more subscribers we get, the more fun we're going to have. Because the more subscribers you get, that means that the algorithm suggests your podcast to more people. And that means normies are going to start showing up here in the comments, in the thread. And the normies are going to say things like, what? W-U-T? What the fuck? That's fun. That's just part of the fun. The real fun starts when we exceed Mr. Beast's subscriber numbers and begin generating the revenue he generates every month from YouTube, which has got to exceed the gross capital of most countries. Billions, trillions, I don't know. Enough to buy the pyramids. That's all that matters. Then what are we going to do? We're going to buy the fucking pyramids. I'm already in negotiations with Egypt. They're very open, but they're not cheap. Of course, the pyramids. And then we're going to cut the fucking capstone right off the top of the fucking pyramids. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to fill the fucking pyramids with Diet Coke. I'm not sure if you put the Mentos in first or I think you put the Diet Coke in. I've been talking to physicists. I've been talking to technicians. I've been talking to archaeologists. I'm trying to get Graham Hancock on board. We're going to fill it up with soda. And we're going to dump Mentos into the fucking pyramids. And we're going to blow those motherfuckers up at the biggest festival this world has ever seen. No more pyramids. Gone. And this will be the event that catapults our planet into a state of perfect global harmony and consciousness, because the pyramids are the reason things are so fucked up right now. It's not the president. It's not the economy. It's not Russia. It's not Ukraine. It's not LGBTQ. It's not straight people. It's not white people, black people. It's not Jews. It's not Palestinians. It's the fucking pyramids. The pyramids are basically the dog shit on the shoe of planet Earth. If you ever had that experience, you step in dog shit, then you're driving. You're like, what the fuck, man? Why does my car smell like this? What the fuck is that? You drive for a while. You're like, did someone shit in my fucking car? The fuck, you turn the air conditioner on. Is there mold or something? And then it occurs to you, oh, I have dog shit on my shoe, and now it's all over my fucking car. That's the pyramids. Subtle, but not so subtle. Really? You're just going to let those things exist? Sitting out there? We don't know who made them, why they made them. There's theories. The fucking hippies think the aliens did it, or they levitated them with sound. Who gives a fuck? I don't care how they fucking made them any more than I care to see the video of the dog shitting the shit that's on my shoe. I don't care how the sausage gets made, baby. If it's dog shit, it's dog shit, and we get rid of dog shit. Scoop it up. Put it in the bag. Don't leave that in my yard, you asshole. And don't do the thing where you weirdly scoop your dog shit up and put it in the bag and then leave the bag on the side of the road. What the fuck is that? Throw it away. Thank you, DraftKings, for supporting the DTFH. It's the fight nobody saw coming. Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. I'm watching that. Live on Netflix, December 19th. Two worlds collide in the ring, and DraftKings Sportsbook has the action covered. Bet on every round, every punch, every knockout moment. With live betting and fast payouts, you're always ringside for the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. New customers bet just $5, and if your bet wins, you'll instantly get paid $200 in bonus bets with code DUNKIN. That's code DUNKIN in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours! Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, pass-through of per-wager tax may apply in Illinois. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario! Restrictions apply. Bet must win to receive bonus bets, which expire in 7 days. Minimum odds required. For additional terms and responsible gambling resources, see dkng.co/audio. Limited time offer. Thanks, DraftKings. We are going to throw away the dog shit of the pyramids, and we're going to do it within the next 3,000 years based on how many subscribers I'm getting to this podcast. Guys, we got to pick it up. You got to pick up the pace. I know some of you are out there. Some of you are doing rallies now. I appreciate that. It's not enough. The rallies need to be bigger. You could do better. And for those of you who are doing nothing, then the next time some horrible fucking thing happens in the world, you're going to have to look yourself in the fucking mirror and think, well, I didn't like that podcast. I didn't subscribe. I didn't participate in Beast Blast, and the pyramids are still here. You don't want to be that person, do you? You don't want to be that person. I don't. I won't be. I sleep like a baby at night. Fucking baby. Wake up screaming, fall back to sleep. And you could sleep like that too. Because you know you're participating. You know that when your grandkids say, did you have anything to do with Operation Beast Blast? You're going to be like, yeah, I was one of the originals. I was there from the beginning. I organized my own rally. I created my own art. I created my own posters and flyers and graffiti. And I put it all over my town. Operation Beast Blast. I was part of it. It's more than a religion. It's more than a church. It's the future manifesting in the now. And I want you to be one of us. I'm talking to you, specifically you. The person who accidentally stumbled upon this fucking podcast and you've made it this far and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know why I feel like I'm part of this. At first I just thought, what? Now I'm like, whoa, this is something bigger than I thought. Yeah, it is. It is. It's a global movement. We're going to say fuck you to wet signatures. We're going to say fuck you to meaningless trips to places to fill out forms. We're going to say fuck you to the DMV. We're going to say fuck you to the hive of bureaucrats currently sapping the life energy from our species like a giant fucking Beelzebub with its proboscis jammed up some poor man's asshole. Penetrating deep in. Think of the Mr. Hands video. And we're going to do that symbolically by blowing up the fucking pyramids. That's what it all comes down to. I wake up in the morning and I think to myself, I'm going to blow up the pyramids in this lifetime. I can't do it alone. I'm just a man. I'm a simple man with a dream. And I need your help. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Happy Saturnia. Whatever dark gods you pray to, may they accept your offerings. But how can you really enjoy the holiday season if you have not joined us? Something to think about. Something to think about. Do you hear the bell? Ding-a-ling-a-linga! I hear it. Did you hear that? If you didn't, then you're not committed fully to this operation. May God be with you. Thank you so much for listening to the DTFH, for bearing with us through our many trials, tribulations, and changes, for understanding that no matter what form this podcast takes, it has and will remain the same. An arrow in the quiver of God that will be used to launch a volley of sacred missiles right into the heart of evil on this planet, which are the fucking pyramids. I love you. Merry Christmas. Any other questions about oil? I gotta get out of here and go have my dog's anal glands extracted. I'm not even joking. I gotta go get my fucking dog's butt squeezed. You know how much that sucks?
For you or the dog?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah, Albert, you have to get your dog's butt squeezed sometimes. I don't know. Just at this point, my wife is so pregnant. Anything she wants, I'm doing. And so just there's things that I have to do. And yesterday, she informed me that the dog's butt had to get squeezed. Oh, my fucking God. I got to go to a vet with Palmer. And he's going to squeeze whatever the fuck is in her butt out. It's some kind of glandular shit. Have you ever heard of this, Josh?
Isn't it called exfoliating?
Can you pull up on YouTube? Let's just pull it up. YouTube, anal gland extraction dogs. Just a good way to wrap up the Christmas special. Yeah. How to express dogs' anal glands.
There we go. Express them.
Oh, you could do it at home.
Would you like me to play it?
Guys, don't play this sound. Seriously, don't watch this. I'm just warning you now. Play them. I want to play the music. Oh, we're cutting this. We're going to cut this part.
Yeah, but we're live right now.
Okay. I just want to hear what music. That dog looks like it's about to have its anal glands extracted.
How can I express my dog's anal glands, or can this be done at home?
Who picked this music?
What? This poor dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow it knows. It's like, what the fuck is this?
It feels like casting couch.
Oh, Josh. No, you didn't. No, Josh. Ugh.
There are the glands.
Ugh. Dr. James Besharin. You could do it at home. I'm not going to do it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, they got two. I think we only got one.
Yeah.
There we go.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ridge. Listen, man, I feel terrible because I left my Ridge wallet in the car. But I must tell you, I destroy wallets. That's what I do. Like, if you are trying to identify me as an animal, one of my primary characteristics would be he destroys wallets as a practice. I don't even know how I do it. Like, I don't do anything special with them, but by the end of a year, if I even kept a wallet that long, it looks like somebody was using it to train an attack dog. And I don't know what that is, but Ridge Wallet, my God, it has somehow held up. It feels like I just got it yesterday. These things are like the most durable wallet of all time, and it's compact. It's compact. Not some big old giant stupid wallet. You feel like you're sitting on a little pillow all day, smushing it, getting that ass heat on it, melting down the fibers with your flatulence. Not a Ridge. Ridge wallets are insane. You got to try it out. But now, Ridge has just released the Ridge 2.0, the most refined version of the Ridge wallet. It's 10% lighter, and they've made it even more modular with improved cash straps, money clips, and the AirTag attachments. That's right. You could stick a little AirTag on the thing, and you won't lose your wallet anymore. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. Of course, I picked Black Power Wallet. I don't know if they even want me to talk about this, but you got to try their chargers. Check this baby out. Woo! This thing is so good. Look at that. Just sticks to the back of your phone. Beautiful. built-in chargers. A readout here, so you know how much is charges left on the thing, and it's, I don't know, man, it holds a ton of battery life. Sorry, Ridge, I don't even know if you want me to read that. So don't just get the wallet, get the charger. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge Black Friday sale. Head to RIDGE.com to get up to 47% off your order. This is by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge.com for up to 47% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the DTFH sent you. Oh, man, this is going to be disgusting.
He has thick fingers.
Oh, this is going to be disgusting. Oh, no! Please don't do it. Oh, my God. Why are you doing it? No, no, no. That's it?
Oh, look, he has shame now.
Yeah, no shit. Up. Ah. God damn it, I don't want to do... I just want to play Dark Souls 3, man. I don't want to
no!
do
No! Ah! God, I'm glad they didn't see it. Why did it look like worms? It looked like worms and pus coming out. It was, oh. Damn.
Fuck that.
Oh. Are you going to do it at home?
No.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just have the dog put down.
He would like that more. Just kill me.
Oh, God. Bethany 2604 says, wait until you smell it. I lost my smell from COVID. That's a superpower. Hopefully I won't smell it. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for all of you today. When I get my dog's anal glands expressed, there had to have been a better name for that than express, like they have something to say. I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to let the demiurge ruin my fucking Christmas by sending me on this horrific mission. Yeah, sure. I've got an incredible build going on in Dark Souls 3 right now. Let me just put it that way. It's a strength build, and I've gotten good. I can parry now. And sure, I could be fucking doing what I need to be doing, which is fucking up the undead settlement. I could be fucking putting my goddamn souls into vitality, getting my HP up, getting my strength up, so I could use this big-ass fucking frost hammer from Vort. That's the mission I should be on. But the Demiurge just sent me on a different mission, which is I have to get my dog's anal glands expressed. And Demiurge, you're not going to get me down. I'm going to smile the whole time. I'm going to smile a big, true smile to the point where probably the vet is going to look at me like, you fucking sicko. But I'm going to have a holy smile on my face because my dog's anal glands, there's a lot in there right now. And I'm going to have a holy smile on my face because even though the room will be filling up with a pungent waft of whatever the fuck is in a dog's anal glands, I know that I am working towards a pyramid-free planet for you, for my children, for my children's children, and for all humanity. And I'm not going to let some fucking white shit spraying out of my dog's butthole get me down because I hear the bell. I hear the bell even when my dog's asshole is being squeezed, even then. And I hope you hear it too. Merry Christmas, y'all. I love you. We're going to be dark next week, and then we're going to be back. It's a new year. Don't let the demiurge get you down. You can do the existential pull-up. I believe in you. You can do it. This can be the greatest Christmas you ever had in your life. I love you. Even if you feel alone right now, you can find the sound of that bell. Do you hear it ringing? I do. Until next time, happy holidays.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.